This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 44 for July 30th, 2010. Hi, this is Rick, and I'm back today with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. This time I'm just gonna briefly talk with you. I don't have anything ready yet today to demonstrate. Going to be working on a iPod Touch podcast part 2 here very soon. Yeah, I've been learning more and more things with that and getting better and better with it. And thanks to corrections that people gave me that listened to the first podcast, I'll be making some corrections and hopefully doing a bit better job of using the touch on the next podcast. So again, I thank everybody that listens to the podcast and gives me corrections. You know, hey, I'm not afraid to admit I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. I'm just like you and everybody else out there. I tend to make mistakes and say things that aren't quite correct, but you know, I do my best, and I try not to do such things, but thanks again for all the corrections. And thank you very much for all the donations. I had requested some donations to help me with getting some things done for the website, like paying my hosting fees and stuff for the next year to keep or to help keep BGZ on the air. And thanks to quite a few of you out there, I was able to raise enough funds to just do that. And I appreciate that very much. So thanks to everybody out there. BGZ's website hosting fees and domain fees and all those other lovely fees that go with keeping the website up have been, or will be, renewed for another year. I've submitted the funds for that to the provider, and they'll be posted when those amounts are needed to be renewed, which I believe is within the next month. So thank you very, very much. I appreciate it very much. Every time I need somebody's help, you know, you guys are always out there and willing to support the cause, so to speak. So I appreciate that very, very much, guys. And just a note to others that maybe like the website a lot. I get a lot of emails saying that, you know, you're really impressed with the website. You know, a $5 or $10 donation, you know, is always greatly appreciated. If you can, and that just helps to keep things going. If you can't, I certainly understand that. I know times are tough, and, you know, we don't all have a lot of money these days, but just think about it. And again, like I said, thank you very, very much, everybody that donated. Okay. Next, I need to talk about MSN and Skype. As most of you know, at the end of the podcast, I have a little blurb that gives information how you can contact me on MSN and or Skype. And you may have noticed that the last few podcasts didn't have any of this information. And there is a reason for that. Unfortunately, just due to overwhelming amounts of people wanting to connect with me, and, you know, I appreciate that really a lot, because, you know, it just, it means, I guess, I'm popular, more popular than I think I am. So it kind of humbles you, you know, when you get 200 and 300 people, you know, wanting to be on your Skype and your MSN. But unfortunately, it's just not working out. I can't keep Skype on or MSN on without literally just getting bombarded with people wanting to chat and people wanting to talk. And you know, while I would love to talk with everybody out there, it's just, if I do, I get nothing else done. You know, I can't do any podcasts. I can't work with anybody. I can't, you know, do email or anything, you know, and get things done. So, unfortunately, I have had to drop the vast majority of my Skype contacts. I had 250 plus on there, and I've whittled that down to about 50 or 60, I think. But I'll only be accepting Skype contacts just, you know, from people I generally know or I'm working with or something now, because otherwise it just gets too hectic. There's too many people out there that either can't see my status, you know, on the Apple side it's difficult, I guess, you know, to see. I guess you can't see status at all. I guess you can see the mood text, but you can't see status. And then others, there's just people that just for whatever reason just feel they don't have to listen to what the status says. You know, I'll put on my status that, you know, I'm training, you know, please not disturb, and you know, and what happens, somebody calls me or somebody chats me, you know, and I'm sorry, but I just can't continue to do it. So I won't be offering any more requests for Skype, you know. So, you know, I hope nobody takes offense of it. It's nothing personal. It's certainly for 90%+ of you out there, it is nothing personal whatsoever. You know, I would never ever hold anything against somebody that just wanted to talk to me. You know, and there's a lot of you out there that do it the right way and, you know, are polite enough to ask if I'm busy or honor my status if I say I'm busy. So, you know, again, nothing personal at all. Same thing with MSN. I had an MSN live account and have been trying that out, but there's just too many people on it again, and just it's just too hard for me to manage. I mean, I can't, you know, if I have 4, 5, 6, 7 different conversations up at any given time, I just can't manage them. I'm just not that good with it, and I can't do it. So I really don't know a good option for either case. I was thinking about, you know, setting up another Skype just for people, just but it gets overwhelming. So I mean, it's the same thing I tried for the MSN, and you know, to not have my personal account, you know, tied up, you know, as part of BGZ, and it just doesn't work. It's, you know, then you're juggling two different accounts, and I'd be doing the same thing for Skype, and I've just really, really found it just simply doesn't work. So, again, I'm not going to be doing the MSN BGC anymore either, unfortunately. And I do apologize to everybody out there that's wanted to hook up that way. I just can't. Just can't keep up. Same thing on the SA Mobile Network. I had attempted to set up a forum on SA Mobile Net, and it was very popular. I had a lot of people there, and I was getting asked tons and tons of questions, and was getting a lot of email and stuff, and I just never had the time to go over every day and just manage it, and I know I need to make better use of my time, I guess, and you know, and prioritize and this and that, but I guess, you know, there's only so many things I can do in a day, you know, and then have a life, you know. I want to do so much more out there with everybody, but, you know, I've had two or three occasions now in the last year or two that I've just, you know, totally gotten burnt out for doing it. And I don't want to get myself in a situation where I've seen other websites, you know, that do podcasting and, you know, in the blind community, that get hugely, hugely popular. And then for whatever reason, you know, the person gets burnt out or is just simply, you know, has a life and a job or whatever and just, you know, can't support it. I don't want Blind Geek Zone to get that way. I want to be always able to produce stuff for you. And you know, thanks to several people out there, you know, that have been posting podcasts for me. You know, I appreciate that very much. That helps. That takes up a lot of slack, you know, where I don't feel so pressured to that I've got to put a podcast out every week, you know, because I just can't do it either. I mean, I could, but, you know, you get tired of it really, really quick when you're working on multiple podcasts, you know, basically week in and week out. It just wears you out. And so I appreciate that a lot. And like I said, I don't want BGZ to become like, you know, some other websites that just aren't nearly as relevant as they used to be, just simply due to they basically were too popular and they grew too huge and too popular to continue the momentum, and then they just sputtered out over the next couple of years. So, you know, and I certainly understand it. I'm not knocking anybody or anything at all. I certainly do understand that completely, because let's admit it, you know, it's hard work to produce all this stuff all the time, keep the website up to date. You know, I owe quite a few people links. I need to get links updated again. You know, the programs page is out of date. I've erased a bunch of stuff off of it that just was woefully out of date, and I'm just kind of rethinking that page if it's really worth posting programs directly. I'm just kind of thinking I'm only going to do specialized ones because, yeah, boy, telephone. Don't know who that is. I should have turned the phones off, I guess, before I started doing my podcast, shouldn't I? Like I was saying, I don't know if I want to keep doing the program page or not. It's probably just better off the way programs update all the time, just to simply, you know, point to the programs, and maybe just keep some very specialized ones up on my website. It takes a ton of work to keep these up to date all the time, and I don't keep them up to date all the time. I suppose I could have somebody help me. But, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, you almost have to pay somebody to do that. And I've tried it. It's, you know, it's worked out okay. But I can't afford to continually pay for, you know, for people to help me keep it up to date. It's just, you know, it drains my resources. And my resources, unfortunately, are pretty limited. But, you know, I just wanted to share some of this stuff with you and, you know, let you know how things are going and, you know, how I appreciate everybody's help for everything that does, you know, has happened so far. So, I don't have anything for you today. I hope to hear real soon. Some of the things I want to work on, like I said, is another of the iPod Touch podcasts. Got some more apps and stuff to show you. I want to do some stuff with system access. I've been saying forever and ever I want to do an in-depth review of system access and the SA mobile network. System access just keeps getting better and better. They keep putting new features in, and I understand there's some new features coming up pretty soon from what I hear out there. And Saratech is just doing a wonderful job, and I definitely want to highlight system access here real soon with a really good in-depth review, kind of like what I did with Windows 7. And speaking of Windows 7, I have many, 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 many things to still cover on a fourth and probably at least a fifth of that series. I think my list right now has 17 or 18 things on it to cover. And somehow I doubt very, very much I can cover all of those in a part four, you know, and not make it, you know, 6 hours long, which, you know, nobody wants. But want to keep working on that. Still keep working with the Mac. I kind of struggle with it. I don't get as much time to work on the Mac as I would like, and so I'm not ready to do any more podcasts on the Mac. I don't feel I know it well enough to do anything more than I've done, and I don't want to put out a bad podcast. I just feel that I don't know enough about it yet to put out a podcast that's not riddled with, you know, either mistakes or, you know, just not doing things the right way. Maybe I'm getting them done, but I'm maybe not doing them the best way, and I don't want to show people out there the wrong way to do things, so I'm going to kind of hold off on that for a while, but I do want to get back into those two. I've had requests for NVDA, the new version, the 2010 version, and I certainly would like to look at that as well. There's another screen reader out there called Cobra that's done by Baum that makes the Braille displays out of Germany. And I've heard some interesting things about that. So there's plenty of stuff out there to talk about and to review. I keep getting requests for Office. I just don't use Office enough to give a really, really in-depth podcast on it. I know enough Word to write letters and, you know, do some simple tables and things like that. You know, with Excel, I can, you know, I can do a little bit of stuff. You know, I track my income and stuff with a kind of simple spreadsheet. But I mean, I'm just not nearly advanced enough to produce any kind of a podcast that would be any good for that. So I really don't want to do that. Another thing is that I've been toying with, and I just really haven't come to grips with it, and I just don't know that I could ever do it or will ever do it. But I've had a lot of people tell me I should create some paid podcasts. And you know, I've considered that. I've considered maybe doing a series on JAWS. You know, how to use the screen, you know, for, you know, maybe beginners and intermediate and advanced, and do something like that, a series, but, you know, make it paid. And I've toyed with the idea. I just don't know if it would sell. You know, everybody tells you that, oh yeah, I'd buy that if you made it, but, you know, then when I go to the trouble of making it, you know, will anybody actually buy it? And I also feel that podcasts that you put out for pay, tutorials, demonstrations, whatever, for pay, you know, you have to really step those up a notch. And I'm not saying I can't. I've been told I probably should have sold the Windows 7 ones because they were very, very good, and they probably were to that level that I feel they would need to be, you know, in order to sell something to somebody. Because when you sell something to somebody, you got to know exactly what you're talking about. You know, you shouldn't have any mistakes. You shouldn't be covering the product and say, well, I don't know how to do this exactly, or I don't know how to do that, or, you know, you better know the product, or at least what you're talking about in the product very well if you're going to, you know, if you're going to sell your wares. So I don't know that I'll do that, but it's something I've been toying with as well. So, all right, enough of my ramblings. I did just want to catch up. I did want to let everybody know what I was doing, what I plan to be doing here in the future. I think I'm going to lay low here for the next week, and just, I was supposed to go on vacation, and unfortunately I'm not going to get to do that. So I think I'm just going to lay low here and just, you know, just unwind, you know, working on everything constantly. Just, like I said, tends to burn you out after a while. It's just good to take a break from things for a while, every once in a while. So I think I'm going to do that. But again, I thank everybody very, very much for all your comments, all your emails that I get on a regular basis, people that like the website, people that like the podcast, people with questions, people with things they'd like to hear about. I thank you so very much, everybody that donated to the website to keep it up and running. And that's it. Again, I will be back soon, and hopefully I'll have some interesting stuff to share with you. I've gotten some goodies here lately, but I don't have anything I'm quite ready to show off yet either. So, all right, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.